There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. Your Friday, August 25th edition, 15-game loaded, 15-game MLB DFS slate for your Friday to head into the weekend. I told you Thursday would be rough. The day slate was okay. The night slate was just disgusting, absolutely disgusting. What could go wrong did go wrong. When Derek Collins shuts down a team that has some guys that hit lefties quite well, that was just like, yep, that's how it's going to go. And then Martin Perez, told you he was a punt option, but he shut down the Angels. That was rather surprising. It was just one of those nights. Chris Sale smoked by Cleveland. I did tell you that at least there was warning there. It was one of those nights. Let's move on to Friday. Your totals on the night. Cubs, Phillies, 9. Mets, Nationals, we're waiting on a total there. Mariners, Yankees, 9.5. Twins, Jays, 9.5. Orioles, Red Sox, 10. Royals, Indians, 9.5. Pirates, Reds, 9.5. Padres, Marlins, 8.5. Rockies, Braves, 9. Tigers, White Sox, 8.5. Rays, Cardinals, 9. Giants, D-backs, 9. Rangers, A's, we're waiting on a total there. Astros, Angels, 9. Brewers, Dodgers, 8. As you can tell, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 of the 13 totals that are currently available are 9 or higher. Yep. It's that time of the year. And we have a lot of high-priced pitching options, so let's break it down again. DraftKings is being very consistent by pricing up the quote-unquote aces on the slate and really making you make up your mind. Do you want to pay? Do you not want to pay? We have 5 more over 10K again tonight. There's 3 I'll be looking at. And it starts off with the man on top, Zach Greinke, 12,600 at home against the San Francisco Giants. Greinke at home has been a beast this year. We're talking a 2.34 ERA, averaging 25.2 DraftKings points per start. He has 112 strikeouts and 92 and a third innings pitched. Recent home starts against Houston, 32.8, Dodgers, 20.2, Braves, 27, Reds, 30.8, Colorado, 30, Phillies, 19.7. He had 5, 9, 6, 12, if I can scan my stupid mouse, 5, 7 strikeouts in all of those starts, facing a San Francisco Giants team with an offense that is just bad at baseball. You got Greinke. And he's not on the list. There he is. Giant strikeout on the season, less than 20% of the time. Like always, a lot more with the team they have now, with all those youngsters. Greinke striking out over 28%, ground ball rate over 47%. Doesn't walk anybody. Giants 369 total. Lefties 296, righties 303. Yeah, everything points in a great, great spot for the Gigantes. It's a high, high price. I get it. But Greinke, it's one of the better spots you'll see. If you want to pay up, he's worth the price. If not, there's more options down below. And one I do like a lot, if you don't want to pay for Greinke, you can save $700. You get Justin Verlander at the Chicago White Sox for 11.9. Now, I do know Verlander is a little worse, like a lot worse, 5.24 ERA compared to 2.76 on the road than at home. But he also has 87 Ks and 77 a third, which helps him out. He's faced the White Sox twice this year, averaging 15.3 points per start. But of late, he has just been filthy. His recent road starts at Texas 14-7, at Baltimore 32-2, at the Royals 23-6, at Cleveland for 19, and then a bunch of home starts where he just looked outstanding of late, pitching really, really, really well. He's averaging 20.6 points a game in his last 10 games. The White Sox, we saw they got some runs off Berrios late, but Berrios still had, I think, double-digit Ks are really close to it, which led to a good night. Lourdes Garcia and Yoan Moncada left with injuries last night, which would make that lineup even worse. Verlander, they strike out 22.6% of the time versus righties. Verlander striking out 23%. The walks are close to 10%, which is not ideal. Ground ball rate's low, which is not ideal. So he does run into problems from time to time. And that's why he's probably worse on the road than at home, because he's got a great pitching ballpark at home. But the White Sox have the fourth lowest total, are tied for third lowest at 3.96. Lefties 2.82, righties 2.93. The wOBA is barely average. They do have a decent ISO, so the White Sox bring power to the plate, but not much else. Verlander has the opportunity for a ton of strikeouts and a depleted lineup without Moncada and Garcia and everybody else they've traded. It's a very, very nice spot at 11.9. I will be looking at Verlander. He'll probably be – I really, really, really like Greinke, but if for some reason I can't fit him the way I want to with the bats or I just want to save some money, Verlander at 11.9 is definitely on the list. A play I do like as well is Jose Quintana at 11.6. A lot of people are going to overlook him, I have a feeling, because you got DeGrom for 100 more, or you can pay up for Verlander for 300 more or just go down. Quintana's 11.6. I know it's steep for him, but he's been really, really good. 25.9 his last time out, and he was 12K then. 15.3 prior to that. He was struggling a bit, but then when he first came over to the Cubs, 20-plus point games, bang, 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 left and right. Facing a Phillies team that sure has power against lefties, but they have the 24th worst RC plus in baseball at 84 against lefties. They do have that 171 ISO I talked about. Quintana, since coming over to the Cubs, 27.2% K rate, 47% ground ball rate, ERA of 3.73. He's been very, very good. There is power from, you know, Rhys Hoskins, our boy. He'll be in play tonight for sure. And there's other guys that can hit it, but as a whole, they don't put the big innings together very often. When you're looking at Quintana, the Phillies strike out 20.6% of the time versus lefties. I mentioned his K rate since coming over from the Cubs, that ground ball rate. Everything is just really, really nice. Phillies team total of 4.15, lefties 2.74, righties only 3.08 versus Quintana. So if he can keep it in the park, he's going to shut them down and get some heavy strikeout numbers. He makes for a very intriguing GPP play at 11.6. The Phillies will be nice, you know, maybe mini stack, if not, you know, a bunch of one-offs here and there. They lit up again yesterday against the Marlins. They've been hitting good with these kids, but they also have a lot of down days because these kids strike out a lot. So Quintana at 11.6, very much worth an option. So up top, you got the three plays, Greinke, Verlander, Quintana. I'll rank them Verlander, Greinke, Quintana, 1, 2, 3. Let's dip down to the 8s and 7s. We got the likes of, oh, and if you don't want to pay up, this is the area to target maybe with some punts, or the punts with a big bat, with a big arm. This way you can still get some of the bats in your lineup, but the cheaper you go, obviously, you're going to load up. So we go Chase Anderson, $8,400 at the Los Angeles Dodgers. Anderson cut making his return from the DL because prior to that, he was outstanding. Minus a hiccup in Cincinnati. 17.1 at Coors, 24.5, 18.2, 24.5, 25, 31, 39.4. The dude was dealing, absolutely dealing. Hopefully he's good to go. Averaging 15.1 points per game on the year at home. Has a sub-3 ERA in the season. Chase frickin' Anderson having a season. And the Dodgers strike out over 22% of the time versus righties. Anderson striking out over 23.4%. Swinging strike rate at 10.6. Throws a lot of fastballs. So he's got to locate because they do have some big bats, obviously, on those Dodgers teams. But they've been cold. Maybe return home's what they're looking for, but we've been targeting them. It's been working. Our boy Trevor Williams the other night, 8 shutout innings. Lots to like with the way the Dodgers' bats have slumped, but we know they do have talent to break out at any moment. But no, Bellinger is huge. Maybe he comes back today. Maybe he doesn't. I don't know. But they have a 4.49 total, lefties 281, righties 363. So it's a reverse splits thing. So even all those lefties in the lineups, Chase usually does well against. For $8,400, he's got really good upside. He's got like Quintana upside, and you're going to save $3,200. Quintana has a tremendously better matchup. That's why he's priced up for the most part, among other things. But Chase Anderson at 84, definitely on my list of guys to target. Next up, J.A. Happ, $8,100. He'll be a lot more popular tonight since the Twins couldn't hit Derek Holland. But I would have been looking at him anyways, at least. His last two home starts against Pittsburgh, 27-3, against the Yankees, 20. He had a road start in Chicago, 33-6. He's been double digits 5 straight times, 11 or more in those 5. At home, that's a small sample. But he's been very, very good. We saw what the Twins did yesterday, which was just embarrassing. If you're that's just bad. They strike out about 20% of the time versus lefties. Happ's got a 23% K rate, ground ball rate close to 46%, low hard contact. Good things there for Happ. You might give up one to Dozier or somebody in that regard. The Twins have a 4.34 total, one of the lower ones on the slate. Lefties 279, righties 302. So for $8,100, you have some pretty good upside. And if he gets blown up, you save another, again, you're saving $3,000 or more on those big arms. This is why, you know, if you want to risk but still not risk all your money, you look in this range, you don't pay up. It's just the poisons you want to make. And a lot of guys are starting to talk about not paying up. So that's why I look to possibly pay up for ownership-wise. Because, you know, if a guy like Greinke, the reason why those guys are priced up, Greinke, Verlander, they have 30, 35-plus point upside because of their K rates. We've seen them throw complete game shutouts, things these lower guys don't do that often. They do once in a blue moon, but the guys up top do it way, way more often. That's why that, the matchup, the track history, the pedigree, the likelihood of people to acknowledge that they are aces, that's a lot of the pricing right now. After J.A. Happ, we got Colin McHugh at $7,800 at the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. McHugh has developed one heck of a slider since his return from the DL, and he's been very, very good. 18.7 against the A's, at Arizona for 16, did struggle at the White Sox. Tampa Bay, 19.3, Detroit, 22.5, Baltimore's first start off the DL, 6.3, so since that first start against Baltimore, he's been money minus one start at Chicago. He is facing the Angels, who don't strike out a ton, but they do strike out close to 20% of the time. McHugh's developed a 12.1% swinging strike rate, not a great ground ball rate at all. Angels just not a good offense as a whole. 4.49 team total, lefties 3.48, righties 3.31. Again, the upside's there for a much cheaper price tag with McHugh at 78, so he will definitely be on my radar. Good pitcher's ballpark as well in Anaheim. And last but not least in this price range, this might be the best quote-unquote value in this price range with upside, is Michael Wacha. We know he's had his blow-ups from time to time. He had one his last start out. Like, there's no sugarcoating that. It was at Pittsburgh, got beat up. He had 4 runs prior to that in his start against Atlanta. He's got back-to-back negative .2, negative .4 outings. Prior to that, 16-7 at Kansas City, 12-2 at Milwaukee, but then home start, Arizona 25-1, home start Miami 25-4, Washington 32-5, Cincinnati 21-9. Been very, very good at home this year, and he's facing a Tampa Bay team who, obviously, we say it every single day, strikes out a ton, 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching. They have a 289 WOBA in August, which is horrible. Worst in all of baseball in all of August. That power juggernaut offense that we loved, they still run into some from time to time. A couple games ago, I think they scored 4 or 5 runs, hit 3 homers. For the most part, it is dud after dud after dud. It's a decent pitching ballpark in St. Louis. Like I said, they strike about 25% of the time. He's been really, really good at home with 2.99 ERA to a 25.2% hard contact rate, which is very solid. He's cheap. Josh Cole put out his Roto-Grinders 10 Things to Know article, which I tell you guys to check out. It's free. Even if you don't like roto grinders or tout sites, this guy's good. He's free, and he does a good comparison, because if you might know what WOBA is, you might think I'm just talking, you know, fucking Latin, but a 289 WOBA is the same as the career WOBA of Emilio Bonifacio. Just let that sink in. That's how bad 289 WOBA is. Now, sure, Waka, like I mentioned, back-to-back negative point games. He's given up 5, 4, and 3 earned runs his last 3 starts. None of that's ideal. But for $7,400, the K upside, the just matchup as a whole, they lose their DH, so Morrison or Duda, pick your poison, which one's sitting today. It's a very sneaky good matchup. The Rays team total, I think we're still waiting, no. It's the fifth lowest at 415. Lefty's 318, righty's 339 versus Waka. Makes for a very sneaky play. Very, very sneaky at 7,400. I like it a lot tonight. So in this range, I'm actually going to Waka 1, Hap 2, McHugh 3, Anderson 4. I like all of them, though. If you don't want to pay up, you can mix and match here. I think you'll have some good success if you mix it. Obviously, mix match the right way. That's common sense. But I think you'll have some pretty decent success there. When you're punting, there's two guys I'll mention. One I like way more than the other. But you got Jason Vargas at $6,800 at the Cleveland Indians. Now, that's going to sound funny after Cleveland just beat the snot out of Chris Sale twice now. Twice. They have his number, apparently, which we knew with BVP I read to you. But as a whole on the season, they're much worse versus left-handed pitching. Vargas, he's averaging 18.3 points a game in 4 starts versus Cleveland, 18 Ks and 25 and a third. He's been about the same home road this season. He's a roller coaster ride. He doesn't light the world on fire. He just kind of goes through the motions and does really well when doing so. But we're looking at a Cleveland team like strikeout less than 18% versus lefties. Vargas on a huge K rate. Swinging strike rate's pretty high. Ground ball rate's decent. Hard contact's decent. Nothing that jumps off the page at you. Cleveland's team total, 492 is one of the higher ones. Lefty's 352. Righty's 300. You're going to switch a lot of them to the right side. He's been doing very, very good versus righties. He's done well against them this season. So the punt play at $6,800, he's worth a dart. He really is. He's got 20-25 plus point upside. He's also got, I'm going to be beat up and out of a game like Chris Sale real quick. So Vargas at 68. The other punt I like a ton, and we've known AJ Cole can struggle, but for $6,500 coming off a 14.1 point performance against the Giants where he struck out 6, his 3 starts since being put back in the rotation in August, 5, 5, and 6, those are his K numbers, which is something I really, really like. And he's going 5 or more innings in each start, facing a Mets team who we've been targeting and will target the rest of the season, I'd say 98% of the time. He is going to be on that list. They strike out 20% of the time right now. That number is going to keep going up as they keep adding these youngsters to the lineup. Their AAA team that is slowly making it to the bigs. All the trades they've made, the fire sale they've had. You got Cole who, you know, he does walk a ton of guys. That's his problem. He's got a tremendous ground ball rate, a very low hard contact rate. The Mets team total is not available. But lefty's 373, righty's 307. Asdrubal Cabrera is a lefty. I don't know what other lefties they're really going to have off the top of my head, because Michael Conforto is likely done for the season. And I love this kid. I hate to see it. These young kids, if you listen to this podcast, you know, Around the Bases, a lot of the podcasts I do, especially talking baseball, I love the young talent we're seeing that's coming up. It's great. And Conforto's one of them. He is a great talent. He's going to be, the way they're trading everybody, he should be the future face of the Mets right now. That's what's happening outside of their pitchers. He's the future offensive face of the Mets, I should say. He messed up his shoulder in a bad, bad way. He couldn't pick up his bat after it happened. He's done. Likely done for the year, given the Mets don't know how to handle injuries, so they might try to rush him back for some reason. I don't know why, but that's just pure Bubba speculation. But he's done. That's another humongous bat out of that lineup. If Cole goes 5-6 innings, gives up 3, but still strikes out 5-plus at $6,500, outstanding. Cole is the main punt I'm looking at. He's the guy I can target with the 5-digit guys and still get some bats. He's the guy I can mix in with these $8,400 to $7,400 guys I option and get a ton of bats. If Cole gets blown up, I am totally fine with that, because, as I mentioned, a lot of the DraftKings plays are GPP-oriented for me, and hit him at 65 with the upside as a GPP play that opens up bats. Plus, you got to look at the matchups. Baseball is such a difficult game that matchups is the best thing you can look at. Spots, matchups, however you want your person to clarify it. But if they don't perform, they don't perform. It is baseball. It is very difficult. Guys that are consistent, it's the reason they get paid the millions upon millions of dollars they get. But $6,500 for the upside that Cole has, even if it's 15-plus points, is just outstanding. So Cole 1, Vargas 2 on this part. I would love if Cole puts a Weaver-like performance we had the other night for $6,900 where he put up 30-something points. He will put us in the driver's seat because I might have Cole way, way too much tonight. I love the potential there. So up top, Verlander, Greinke, Quintana in that order. Down below, or in the middle, Waka, Hap, McHugh, Anderson in that order. And then Cole, Vargas. I like it a lot. Let's dig into the bats, which we are obviously going to have for days. And if you guys missed that brawl in Detroit, my goodness, check out Around Bases Pod or The Sports Degens. They retweeted it. We're all one big happy family. It is run by The Sports Degens. But Gary Sanchez stays hot. We'll see if he gets suspended in the future. Who from the Yankees and Tigers? Big Miggy. He might not be hitting baseballs, but he sure knows how to throw them blows. He got at it. That was a brawl for the ages. It was one of the better ones we've seen in a while. I'll say that much. So Gary Sanchez, 5,200 against Ariel Miranda, the lefty. El Gary, this guy is amazing. If you're going to pay for catcher, he's worth it. It's an expensive tag, but against in that matchup versus Miranda, I love it a ton. The next closest guy is 3,900. It's Alex Avila against Jared Eichhoff. When you're looking at the Cubbies, they have a high total of 485. Lefties, 355. Or 353, right? He's 282. So Avila at 39 is in play at that tag. As Ronny Grandal, I told you, Anderson throws a lot of fastballs, gives up a lot of fly balls. He's a big-time fly ball pitcher, but he's a reverse split. So keep that in mind. We know Grandal hits righties very, very well. So if you want to go that rate, it's fine. But just be careful of the reverse splits in that matchup. A guy I do like, JT Realmuto at 37 versus Alex Wood. It's a pitcher's ballpark, so it's not as ideal. Like right now, we're going to look at it's just a matchup thing. It's just like looking at pitchers. Realmuto's in a great matchup against a pitcher, but the ballpark's not there. So if you kind of make a spreadsheet on pros and cons, it's like 1-1. It's a really good spot. The matchup outweighs the ballpark, but you know, we might find a better spot as we go down. But still, 37 for Realmuto, not horrible. I like to save at catcher tonight especially, but a guy like Chris Iannetta who hits lefties very, very well, you're facing Ty Block. Sure, Ty Block has limited the hard contact of late. As a whole, though, when you're a guy that has a has a strikeout rate of 12% of the time versus right-handed pitchers, and you're in Chase Field, Coors Light, this is not good for morale. Not good at all. That means you're having a lot of balls put in play in one of the livelier ballparks in all of baseball. The D-backs have the second highest total at 5.31. Lefties, 266. Righties, 332 versus Ty Block. Iannetta at 35 is a very good play tonight. Probably the top play outside of Gary so far. If you're not paying up, he's my top price guy at the catcher's position. As we scroll down, we look at... You can go at Mike Zunino and his power versus Sabathia at 33, but it's that ballpark's built for left-handed power more than right-handed. So again, if you're looking at your pros and cons, there's that, but it is CC. The Mariners, where'd they go? God, I can't see anything. They really blurry to me. 446 total, lefties 287, righties 316 versus CC. Farther down the list, you're looking at James McCann went deep yesterday. I know he's facing a righty and Miguel Gonzalez, but 31's not horrible. He's been hitting really well versus both sides of the plate. Caleb Joseph versus Porcello at 3K. If Joseph gets to start, Porcello throws a boatload of fastballs, so he can hang one. But then, you know, we mentioned Iannetta, another guy I like a lot in Cincinnati. We've been targeting him a lot lately. He's been playing really, really well. Averaging 5 points his last 10. Got 7 points yesterday. 7-7-7-11 his last four. That's outstanding. He's at home against Ivan Nova at $3,000. Tucker Barnhart And the Reds have a 4.74 total. Righties 300, lefties 356. Barnard's a switch hitter. Very good spot for him against Nova for 3K. Another guy to target tonight. Other than that, nothing really jumping off the page. I guess Cameron Rupp at 29 versus Quintana if you want. Chris Herno. No. Maybe Matt Wieters at 28 if you want to be weird versus DeGrom. Alfaro for the Phillies at 27 versus Quintana. It's something to think about. As you scroll down farther, looking for your punts for you, and I'm not really seeing nothing I'm really in love with. Maybe the lineups will sway me. Sometimes I'm not in love with them, but then to get different bats in the lineup, I'll say, okay, we'll go this route. Like, you know, Centeno's 2,100 for the Astros versus Bridwell. Say Rafi Lopez gets the start for Toronto. He's 2K. He's a left-handed bat versus Bartolo Colon. This is actually a really good play. The more I look at it now, I'm glad I scrolled down here. He had 16 points of the homer his last time out. 0 prior to that. 7 prior to that. 4. He's $2,000. If he gets a 0, he gets a 0. Who gives a rear end? He's been starting almost every day. Left-handed bat against Bartolo Colon in a good hitter's ballpark in Toronto. Rafi Lopez at 2K is the punt at the catcher's position. Might be the punt of the night. A 0 at 2K does not kill you at all. It sucks, but it doesn't kill you. And he's got upside against Bartolo. That's 2K for that's a really good play. Going to first base, Goldschmidt at 5,600 versus Ty Block is just, that's, if you can pay 5,600 and you want to pay it at one position, we haven't gone through them all yet, but Goldschmidt will be in the top options, indeed. After Goldie, you got Votto at 55 versus Nova. Again, outstanding spot, left-handed bat, great hitter's ballpark versus Nova. You got Rizzo at 54 versus Eichhoff and another great hitter's park. Freeman at 51. Freeman just hasn't been doing it. I love Freeman. Would I be surprised if Freeman went bananas? Never. He's such a great hitter. He is still averaging 9 points his last 10 games. He's gone 14, 12, 5, 15 his last 4. So he's just doing it quietly, I guess. I play him a lot. Just don't notice him just going nuts like I notice these other guys. He's 51 versus Bettis in Atlanta. It's a great spot. So those guys above 5K are all in awesome spots as expected. You got Encarnacion versus lefty Vargas. Vargas has been a million times better versus righties this year than ever. Encarnacion still loves his lefties at 46 for GPP. I could look that direction. Justin Smoke at 44 versus Big Bart is a great play. That's a great price tag because he's got just as much upside as those guys in the top 5K range. And he's $4,400. Toronto's team total is 516, third highest on the slate. Righty's 326, lefty's 350 off Bartolo. So Justin Smoke at $4,400. Very, very much in play. Toronto, if they're going to be priced down like this compared to the other upper echelon, quote-unquote, players, they're very much going to be in play. Josh Bell, his left-handed bat versus Stevenson in Cincinnati. He makes for a good GPP play. I do mention Bell a lot just because he has the upside. You know, he's, you know, back-to-back 0 games within a 10, a 7, a 23, a 4, a 13, 11, a 20. He's averaging almost 10 points a game his last 10. In that hitter-friendly ballpark in Cincinnati, they have a 4.76 total. Lefties 381, righties 373 versus Robert Stevenson. The Pirates could be one of those quiet, sneaky stacks, mini stacks, definite one-offs. Josh Bell's in a phenomenal spot, and he'll get overlooked because, like I said, Smoke's $100 more. You have a couple guys down below that'll be, you know, quote-unquote, in better spots. Josh Bell's in a phenomenal spot. Cincinnati, the Great American Small Park, against the guy that gets crushed by lefties and righties. Gives up a lot of power to these guys. Josh Bell at 43 should not go overlooked. Neither should a lot of these Pirates we will talk about. Because this, we know they have a very inconsistent offense, an offense that disappoints. But they also have an offense with power. Marte's back, McCutcheon. We'll go through it all. But this is an interesting play with the Pirates against Stevenson. Because most will look to go the lefties of Cincy against Nova, and rightfully so. Game stack could be in play. What was the total? The total's got to be, what, 10, 10.5 in this game? Pittsburgh Cincy's only 9.5. Surprising. Very surprising. After that, you know, Thames, can't pay for Thames right now. Chris Davis versus Porcello at 39 for some power potential. Yuri Gurriel versus the righty Bridwell at 38. Our boy Reese Hoskins, if you're going below 4K, we know we like Quintana. Reese Hoskins, $3,800. His tremendous power versus the left-handed pitching. He had 23 more points last night, or yesterday, with another dong. He's averaging 14.6 his last 10 games. The kid just crushes the baseball. Obviously, if you've been listening to this, you know how much I like him. If you look at, they had a stat on him here real quick. Where'd he go? Sorry, this is great radio. Just bear with me on this one. I have so many pages. Oh, there you go. He has 8 homers in his first 15 games. He's also 16.4% walk rate to an only 16.4% strikeout rate, which is tremendous because he was a bigger strikeout guy in the past. So it makes him a very good GPP play versus Quintana. I mentioned some of the Phillies will be good, you know, one-offs, mini stacks against him. So Rhys Hoskins at 38 is a guy tonight. Mitch Moreland has heated up of late. If you want to go that route, he double-donged yesterday for 35 points, averaging 9.2 his last 10, back-to-back double-digit games. At home against Jeremy Hellboy Hellickson, the Red Sox are red hot. Hottest, our highest total on the board at 5.32. Lefty's 3.31, righty's 3.08 versus Hellickson. So Moreland at 36, if you're paying down, does have value. Depending on which Tampa Bay guy, Duda or Lomo at 36, I'd pay for Moreland just because they've been struggling so much. But if you think Walker gets beat up, there's your play. Nicky Delmonico now is first base up. That's interesting. I like that. First base outfield. Louis Valbuena, 3,500 versus Colin McHugh. If you're fading McHugh, you're looking at these guys. I do like McHugh. Lefty's 348, righty's 331. McHugh's 35. Poolhouse has shown power of late at 35. Valbuena's first base, third base. If you're looking that way, Will Myers, cheap price tag. We know he's been very inconsistent this year. The Padres have a team total of 396, which is low. Lefty's 333, righty's 325 versus Adam Conley. Will Myers, $3,500. He gets on base. He can steal. He's averaging 7 points his last 10. Interesting play there. Matt Olson versus Nick Martinez at $3,400 is a tremendous power play. First base outfield eligible. I like that quite a bit. Nick Martinez, fly ball Nick. It's a better pitching park for him. He's not in Texas, thank goodness. But Anaheim against – no, it's not Anaheim. Oakland. Oakland, where'd you go? Well, we're waiting on Oakland. But lefty's 395, righty's 335 off Nick Martinez. So pitching in Oakland, hitter-friendly or pitcher-friendly ballpark, but Matt Olson for 3,400, that power, big-time stuff there against Nicky Martinez. As you stroll down, we look for the value. Kendrys Morales has been horrible, but he's 3,100 versus Cologne. He could easily run into one. Other than that, nothing really stands out down here. Maybe Tommy Joseph at 29. Maybe Dominic Smith at 29 versus Cole, A.J. Cole for some power. But he strikes out a ton also, so it's all or nothing there. Mitch Garver gets a start for Minnesota. He's first base catcher eligible, right-handed bat at 2,600. That's probably where you're looking there. Ryder Jones, 24 versus Greinke. I'll look elsewhere. Second base, you got Dozier at 51 versus Happ. We know how much he loves his lefties. Whit Merrifield at 46, that's okay. I do like Nunez at 46 for Boston. Paul DeJong or Soto Rizzi at 45 is very, very nice. Ian Happ at 45, he went deep yesterday. Another good spot against Eichhoff tonight. Scope with the fastball pitcher and Porcello at 44 is for a GPP play. The Orioles are very much in play. Porcello's all or nothing, so it makes for good GPP plays with with Baltimore. Scooter Jeanette at 41 is a really, really good play versus Ivan Nova. He'll be on some lineups tonight. His left-handed bat versus Nova's swinging with that power. Just little Scooter keeps getting her done. You got Ruggie Odor at 39 versus Kendall Graveman. Tejas in Oakland tonight. Lefty's 328, righty's 314 off Graveman. Graveman's getting beat up a little bit lately, so keep an eye on that. Odor at 39 has some potential in that matchup. You know, like Neil Walker at 38 versus Maeda is not horrible. Zobrist at 37, second base outfield versus Eichhoff, I like a ton. I like that a lot. Brandon Drury crushes left-handed pitching as much as Brandon Drury can crush pitching, but he hits it really, really well. He's 3,500 versus Ty Block. That's a nice mid-price, low-price second base option for you there. Other than that, if you don't like Azdrubal Cabrera at 33 versus Cole, you can punt with that. Yolmer Sanchez will be starting. He's 3K versus Verlander if you want to fade Verlander on the road. If you hope road Verlander shows up, there you go. Ryan Goins at 29 versus Bartolo. Nice below 3K target there. He's second base shortstop. Other than that, we will check your lineups and go from there. Third base position will be loaded up top. Machado at 53 is definitely in play. Arenado at 53 versus Tejeron is definitely in play. Beltre at 51. Beltre is just hot. Jake Lamb versus Block. You don't like Lamb versus lefties, but it's tied Block. So if you want to go there, you can. I probably won't, but you can. Freddie Freeman still somehow third base this long. He's 5,100. Josh Donaldson's my top play. This guy's so hot. He's facing Bartolo Colon. Donaldson at 4,800 bucks. You're saving 500 from Machado. I still like those guys. I might sprinkle them in my lineups, but Donaldson is my high price guy I'll be targeting. See if Miguel Sano's back. He's 47 versus Hap. You got Moustakas day-to-day. He's in a good spot if he plays, though. Josh Harrison's 43 versus Robert Stevenson. Don't forget them. Second base, third base eligible. Rafael Devers, 4,200 versus Hellboy. That's a really nice play. Left-handed bat versus Hellickson for 4,200. A little way farther down the third base list. You have to actually scroll down to find him. Eugenio Suarez, we know we want lefties versus Nova, but he still has good power in that ballpark versus Nova for 42. Other than that, it's going to get real bleak real quick. Brandon Phillips now has third base eligibility. That's nice. Luis Valbuena, I mentioned him at 35 already. First base, third base eligible. Matt Chapman versus Nick Martinez at 33. Chapman up to 3,300 bucks. He has very, very good power versus right-handed pitching. So he's a good low-priced option as well. I guess David Freese if you want to punt at 32, but I don't think I'd rather pay 33 for Chapman personally. Mikel Franco's 28 versus Quintana if you're hoping for a random home run dart. Other than that, check the lineups. Heading over to shortstop. Carlos Correa is out. Corey Seager, 4,600 bucks for Chase Anderson. That's sneaky nice. Lindor at 45. We do want him from the right side. Got De Jong. Didi Gregorius loves him some lefties at 45. Keep him on your radar. Jorge Polanco is hot. He's up to $4,400. My goodness. He's hot. If you want to keep, if you want to run the hot streak, you can at 45 for Jorge. Beckham's 44. You got Cozart at 43, which I do like. Gene Segura versus Sabathia at 4K is very nice. Segura does hit lefties very well. Eduardo Escobar switch hitting versus Happ at 35. Marwin Gonzalez 35 versus Bridwell. Gonzalez price dropping like a ton of bricks. He's averaging around 5 points a game his last 10, so he's slumping in a bad way. So you're getting upside there at least, but he is slumping tremendously. So keep that in mind. It's Yasdrubal Cabrera 33. You got B-Crot 32, which I'm not looking to fade Greinke. Even if the Giants hit, they hit. I'm not targeting Greinke. Other than that, Adam Rosales versus the lefty Block at 28. That's your play at shortstop. Even if just in matchup alone, he should be priced higher than that. So 2,800 bucks for Rosales is a very, very good play at the shortstop position. Other than that, let's take a look at your lineups. Let's head to the outfield and wrap her up. You got Stanton, of course, at 57 versus Wood. That's ridiculous. That's about as good as that Goldschmidt play. That's really good. Trout at 55, Blackman at 54 in Atlanta versus Tehran. That's sneaky nice. I love JD Martinez tonight at 5,300 bucks. I love JD almost every night. He's my boy. But against Block in that ballpark at 53, definitely in play. Nelly Cruz versus Sabathia at 51. I'm a big fan of Benintendi at 5K versus Hellickson. Those are the big ones I like up top there, but everybody above 5 is very solid, of course. Ozuna crushes lefties. He's 49. The Grandy man does hit fastballs very, very well. He's streaking. He's a hot, streaky hitter. 4,800 bucks for his Chase Anderson. Steep, but it's still not a bad play. Yeah. Suspettus at 47 is not horrible. Justin Upton stays hot. He went deep yesterday. Like I was pretty much saying he would. He's 46. Adam Jones, 46, if you're playing the Baltimore GPP angle. A left-handed bat of Kevin Kiermaier versus Walk at 46. Kiermaier is on fire since coming back from the DL. Again, Aaron Hicks hits lefties really, really well. He's 46 versus Miranda, always overlooked. Schwarber's up to 46 versus Eichhoff, but that has got home run written in pencil at least, but it's written. Mazzara at 45 has got that upside. Ian Happ, 45. AJ Pollock at 45. His block is tremendous. Arizona, firmly in play tonight. Firmly. If block shuts him down, tip your cap, you move on. But this is a matchup thing. Steven Souza Jr. swinging a really good bat. We know he hits righties way, way better than lefties. So if you want a guy that'll be low owned, Souza at 43 is a little bit of a, it's a gamble, but it's got a good upside to it. Dexter Fowler at 43 has got a pretty solid play as well. Gatoda Rizzi, Duvall at 43 versus Nova. As we scroll some more, you got the likes of Matt Joyce at 42. That's too much for Joyce. I don't care if you dig Nick Martinez deep. That's too much. Too much money. Andrew McCutchen at 41 versus Robert Stevenson. I do like that. Indra Ciarte leading off at 41. Definitely there. Byron Buxton, he went deep yesterday. He's 4,000. His price has dropped and he keeps hitting. He's averaging 12 points his last 10. I do like Buxton at 4K versus Happ. Even if it's a one-off, you get on steel, power, whole cha-cha. Scott Schebler and his left-handed bat versus Nova. Since coming back from the DL, he's slowly heating up. He's averaging about 6 points now his last 10. Slowly getting there. He's gone deep a couple times. So Schebler at 4K, good low-owned GPP angle of Cincy, because a lot of guys will be looking at those big bats. Schebler should get overlooked. So Billy Hamilton at 39, I like that a ton. Somehow K with the Chris Davis, who's the GPP home run monster, is only 39 versus Nick Martinez. That's a great GPP one-off. So, as always, Oakland is cheap again. Reese Hoskins, remember, he's first base outfield eligible at 38. Ben Zobrist at 37, I do like a ton. Roger Davis isn't bad at 36, but he probably won't start. He's going to be a fourth, fifth outfielder for Boston now. Forgot he got traded until right now. Grichik at 36 for some power versus Odorizzi, a guy we do like. His price tag has skyrocketed. We were getting him in the 2Ks. He's averaging 7.6 a game, 15 his last game. Left-handed bat of Boog Powell. Going up against Nick Martinez, Boog at 3,600 is in play. Like that quite a bit. As we scan around some more, Yasiel Puig at 36 isn't horrible. Nick Markakis at 36 has some tremendous upside in that matchup versus Bettis. C-Dick at 35 for a one-off maybe. Cole Calhoun against Colin McHugh at 35 I do like, especially if he's hitting in the middle of that order. Jason Hayward at 35 versus Eichhoff is not bad either. Down the list we go. Brandon Guyer versus lefty and Vargas at 34, even though Vargas is better than righties. Just keep that in mind. Jose Bautista, 3,400 versus Big Sexy isn't horrible. I mentioned Matt Olson at 3,400. Do like that quite a bit. Jesse Winker, a cheap Cincinnati bat at 3,400. Manny Margot's right-handed bat versus Conley at 34. I like that quite a bit. I mean, Perel is going to be really cheap. That's kind of nice. Hunter Renfro, he's been just slumping crazily, but you know the power versus lefties, 3,300. I'd probably look elsewhere, but I wouldn't be shocked if I saw at the end of the night he had a homer, I'll tell you that much. Derek Fisher's down to 3,100 versus Bridwell. That's a good spot for him to help you out. John Jay's down to 3K. If he's leading off versus Eichhoff, I like that a ton. 3K in a lineup where they should score some runs against Eichhoff in that ballpark. That's a very, very good low-priced play there. Let's find our boy Perel and then send her home. Nemo should be leading off for the Mets. He hasn't been doing much of anything, but he's $2,800, left-handed leadoff role versus Cole. Something to think about if you want to be different. Where is our boy Perella? There he is, Jose Perella, $2,400 versus Conley. He's batting third in a lineup at $2,400. We've seen the power he brings to the table. And then Drew Robinson, told you he was a great punt if he's in the lineup last night. He went deep. He's $2,200. Obviously, he doesn't do that every game, but he's got that potential. So $2,200 for Drew. Take a look at the lineups. We'll see what else pops out. That's your bats. Let's recap your pitching. Up top, Verlander, Greinke, Quintana. In the middle, Waka, Happ, McHugh, Anderson. Down below, Cole, Vargas. Let's take a look at your BVP for the day. Let's get some better samples, hopefully. You know, Danny Valencia is taking CC deep. He does like his lefties. Ryan Zimmerman, 5 for 16, 2 homers off DeGrom. Small sample, but it's Drew Cabrera, 4 for 5 with 2 doubles and a homer off AJ Cole. Jason Hayward, 3-for-7 with 2 doubles off Eichhoff. Jose Bautista, 6-for-18 with a double and a homer off Bart. Justin Smoakes got 2 doubles and a homer. Kendrys Morales with a homer. Eddie Rosario, 2-for-2 with a double and a homer off J.A. Happ. Brian Dozier, 3-for-10 with 2 homers. Mookie Betts, 5-for-5 with a double and a homer off Jeremy Hellickson. Mitch Moreland, 4-for-7 with a homer. Vasquez and Nunez both taking him deep. Seth Smith, 10-for-25, 3 doubles, a triple, and a homer off Porcello. Caleb Joseph, 3-for-8 with a double. Trumbo, 9-for-32 with 2 doubles and 3 homers. Machado, 10-for-33 with a double and 2 homers. Chris Davis has taken him deep 3 times. Adam Jones, 3 times. Edwin Encarnacion, 8-for-29 with 2 doubles, 2 homers off Jason Vargas. Votto, 6-for-20 with 4 doubles and a homer off Nova. Tucker Barnhart, who I did like, 5-for-12, 2 doubles. Suarez, 5-for-14, 2 doubles. Cozart, 3-for-10 with a double. Down the list we go. Josh Bell, 3-for-8 with a double in his matchup for Stevenson. Yelich, 4-for-8 with a homer off Travis Wood. Manny Margot, 1-for-1 with a triple off Conley. Inciarte, 5-for-11 with a double and a triple off Bettis. Marquez, 5-for-13 with a double. Jonathan Lucroy, 6-for-13 with 2 doubles off Teheran. Blackman's taking him deep. Tyler Saladino, 5-for-10 with 2 doubles off Verlander. Abreu, 12-for-33 with 2 doubles and 4 home runs off Verlander. So Abreu could be a nice one-off to fade Verlander if you're not stacking, which you shouldn't stack, but you never know. He is bad on the road, so he might get blown up tonight. Stack if you wish. But Abreu could be a nice one-off there. Castellanos versus Miguel Gonzalez, 6-for-14, 2 doubles and a homer. Justin Upton, 5-for-13, 2 doubles and a homer. Miggy Cabrera, 9-for-22, 2 doubles and a homer. Alex Presley, 4-for-12, a double and a homer. Andrew Romine, 4-for-14 with a triple. Jose Iglesias, 10-for-25 with 3 doubles. They like Miguel Gonzalez. As we scroll, the Rays, it's limited samples, but the Rays have struggled insanely against Michael Wacha. Clip of .167 average. Your D-backs, it'll be small samples versus tie block, but Adam Rizal is 1-for-1 with a homer. David Peralta, 1-for-1 with a double. Pollock, 1-for-1 with a double. J.D. Martinez, 1-for-3 with a double. Nick Hundley, 5-for-16 with 2 doubles off Granke. You got Pence, 2 homers. Span, 14-for-49 with 2 doubles, a triple and a homer. Posey, 12-for-39 with a double. If you feel like fading them, they have some history at least. Senzu, 2-for-6, the homer off Graveman. Elvis Andrus, 5-for-13, 2 doubles. Beltre's taking him deep. Trout, 6-for-21, 2 doubles, a triple, 2 homers off McHugh. Pujols, 7-for-22 with a homer. Andrelton Simmons, 4-for-14, double and a triple. Calhoun, who I did like, 10-for-32, 2 doubles. Adrian Gonzalez, 8-for-15, 2 doubles and a homer off Anderson. Turner, Gonzalez, Utley, and Puig have taken Anderson deep. Grandal has taken him deep 3 times. That'll do it for your BVP, and that'll do it for MLB DFS Quick Hits. Check us out, thesportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens. We got Around the Bases, episode 26, with Liz Rocher talking Phillies and so much more. Check that out. We got Bench with Bubba, episode 48 with Matt Modica, 49 with Mike Woller talking IDP. Episode 50 dropped yesterday with Big Buck Snow Whammy talking season-long DFS, all kinds of fantasy football strategy, players, the works. Check that out. Really good stuff to help you with your drafts this weekend. Doc had his latest pod with the Saturday Edge talking Pac-12 and the Super 5 Conference. We got Mayweather McGregor coming up this weekend. We will have a Sports Degens picks piece on that. Got NASCAR this weekend, soccer this weekend. Tons going on. I probably missed stuff. Richard's breakout players in the NFL. So much to check out. So check us out, thesportsdegens.com. Check me out on Twitter, at BDIntric, to help you out with your lineups. But good luck tonight. Enjoy your weekend. This was your 15-game slate on Friday, MLB DFS Quick Hits, August 25th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.